Did you ever dare to wonder, to dream what it would be like to be in control of your stuff? Do you long to feel free from having others dole out your stuff? Isn't it time you stop letting someone else decide how much stuff you deserve? Introducing the Stuff It Yourself Chocolate Sandwich Cookie. You get 4 sleeves of cookies and a bucket of stuff. Do you only like a little bit of stuff? Or do you like a whole pile of stuff? Have it your way. I mean, be your way. I mean, cream, cookie. Dip the cookies right into the stuff. Forget the cookies and eat the stuff right off a spoon. Or let stuff fly however you dream. Your stuff, your way. That's Stuff It Yourself Chocolate Sandwich Cookie. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 193.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And we're happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here. We've got something for you that I think might take you down memory lane in a little bit. That is, if you are older than maybe 20 years old, if you're younger than 20 years old, then you're probably going to think, huh? What are those old geezers talking about? That is, if you sound like that, if your voice is still cracking, which pretty much if you're under 20 years old, your voice is probably still cracking to some degree. But we'll get into that in the Noodles in the News segment. But before we do that, hey, speaking of segments, how about we do this one? Funny stuff from the last month or so. Yeah, it's been a while. But my dog likes heat. Jeremy, do you like the heat? The sunlight.
Are you trying to compare me to your dog?
Not directly. Well, you actually tend to be the type that want to go outside. You're like, it's a nice day outside. How about we go do something, like go camping, go mountain biking, go hiking, go climb every mountain, go fishing, go, you know, all of these cool, like manly things.
Because humans, I would call them human things.
Okay, yeah.
Humans are designed to be outside in nature. Although people, for some reason, tend to tell me, some people say, huh, I never would have guessed you would like camping. And I don't take that as a compliment.
I say that about camping in general. I never would have guessed people would like camping. But but you are one of those types that when the weather's nice, you're like, let's go do something outside. I'm the type that I'm actually thinking, oh, wow, amazing day outside. Yep, okay, I'm going back. I get my fill very quickly. I'm kind of like Wally when he was passing by the sun. Spoiler alert, he charges up really quickly. But all of that to say, there are moments, though, where I do appreciate the heat a lot more. And sometimes I get that heat through my dog. Like, she'll be a little portable heater that can sit on my lap, sit at my feet, sit by my side, rule with me, whatever, anything like that. But not to replace Jenny, that is. She is not being replaced by a dog.
I don't think Jenny would have a problem with not being the one sitting at your feet, providing you warmth.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not that kind of
most of the time
culture. But, well, she wants me at her feet, keeping her feet warm.
I can hear that. Daniel, lay on my feet.
It's amazing how cold her feet can get sometimes. Yikes. And sometimes her hands, too. But anyway, my dog faced a crisis the other day. Because there's a spot in the house that during summer, it's my spot. And that's upstairs by the air conditioning vent. One of the things,
under a coffee table, if necessary, as I recall.
Almost, but not. I can't fit under this one anymore.
Oh.
One of my favorite things to do as a kid, and partially still as an adult, is as a kid, I would make pillow fortresses over the air conditioner vent. And I would love sitting or lying on the floor with the air conditioner blowing in my face. I just love that feeling. I like the feeling of cold air blowing in my face while the rest of me is comfortably temperature.
Oh, I'll refrain from blowing on your face because the air would neither be cool nor fresh.
Yeah,
and drinking it would be coffee. Yeah.
And I don't like coffee.
You don't even like coffee. And even coffee lovers don't really love coffee breath.
But one of the things I do still love to do is in the summer when the air conditioner is running, I will lie by the air conditioner vent. Sometimes I'll answer emails on my iPad while I'm there.
You should tell the truth by it.
Yeah, that's true. I should. Mm-hmm. Air conditioner, I need to be truthful to you about this relationship.
Oh my.
It's a seasonal thing.
Oh.
But in the summer, especially after I've mowed the yard, sometimes I'll just lie there on the carpet next to the air conditioner vent, just enjoy the cold air. And that's really, really refreshing to me. In the wintertime, that's become the dog's spot because she likes the heater. By dog, I mean our actual dog, the pet dog. So she loves being by the heater. Whenever I bring our room heater down into Studio B here, or studio, whatever studio this is,
yeah,
whatever we're on now. Whenever I bring the heater down here to heat up the room because it does get cold, she'll stand in front of the heater and just steal all the heat there. Sometimes when we have our hair dryer going, she'll even jump up on our heads and stand in the way of the hair dryer, and it makes it really hard to get our hair done. But she was faced with a crisis the other day because she loves...
Your dog.
Yes. Mm. She loves sitting with us. She likes getting some warmth. She likes being around us. And I was reading the other day, and the heater turned on, and my dog was sitting in my lap, keeping me warm. I was keeping it warm. And she propped her head up, and I could see what was going on in her mind. It was suddenly this, what do I do? I don't know what to do anymore. There's a heater, but I'm warm. She faced this big crisis, and it almost, with the position of her ears, it almost looked like she was going to start whimpering about it as if she couldn't figure out what to do with herself. And she ended up going for the heater vent. She left me for a heater.
Aww.
One of the other things that's happened recently is I've been experimenting with different methods of waking up. I use an app that's supposed to learn
I thought you were going to say an axe. it's really good. That would motivate me. I have an axe positioned on a timer over my head. And if I don't get up on time, I won't get up at all.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. And it's also a way to cut those dreams in half sometimes. But I've been using this app lately that tracks my sleeping schedule and tries to learn what my actual sleeping schedule is like and when I'm in a deep sleep and when I'm in a light sleep. I've always kind of wondered, do these things work when you're married and sleeping with someone else in the bed? Because if Jenny moves, does my app think that I moved? I don't know. I've never experimented with that in my sleep. But one of the things that I've been also playing with on this app is to try to find out what's the best alarm for me to wake up to, because certain things are too pleasant. It kind of just ushers me into this fun, nice dream or something. Other songs or sounds.
I gotta get some of those.
Other sounds are just too violent and will wake Jenny up as well. And they're
like the axe. Don't wake up to that.
Yeah, that doesn't work very well. So I've been playing with this other sound that it will make.
How about a shrill scream as though someone is in terror?
Oh, yeah, that would work. Well, what happens is this sound that my phone makes is now a doot-doot-doot-doot-doot sound, but I've discovered a problem with it. I've recently spent way too much time trying to transfer our website over from a very expensive web host to a less expensive web host. And it involves a lot of manual work, like a lot of hacking and a lot of typing in the console where you're just looking at text. Yeah, and where you're typing stuff like sudo and all of these
other sudo hacker things. That's not as cool as a hacker.
So it's been kind of cool to do it because it's like type and watch things happen and type and watch something else happen. That's been kind of cool.
You know, I do. That's what it's like when I write letters. Oh, yeah. Type. Look, there are words happening. That's pretty cool, too.
I like the kinds where it's so delayed that you type out your whole letter and then you just watch it all appear on the screen slowly.
Oh, you like
as
that.
If someone else is writing it for you.
You could also just record a video of your typing and watch that sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
You could wake up to that. You could wake up to the sound of a keyboard being typed on. Oh.
Well, what's happened, the combination of that work that I've been doing on our website server and this alarm clock that I've been using that makes this doot-doot-doot-doot-doot sound, almost every morning, my brain plays tricks on me.
Just in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
When my alarm goes off, my first thoughts are, oh no, the web server is down. And I start dreaming and like countering the sounds in my dream, trying to hack into the web server and fix the problem. And this happens every single morning when this... So I gave it one more chance last night. And again, this morning, woke up with some weird dream like that. Some alarm was going off. It reminds me a bit of a dream I think I've mentioned in the podcast before, where I dreamt that I was in a clock shop and an alarm was going off somewhere in a shop and I had to find it.
You know, yeah. That's
that kind of nightmare.
Which thing. Probably led me to tell you about how I've destroyed my alarm.
Oh?
In my dreams. Have I not said that?
No.
Yeah, sometimes... I've had everything. I'll sleep through an alarm, and I've had everything from it being a security system in a mall in which I lived. It wouldn't turn off, and everywhere I went, there was this alarm. I've had everything from that to being in my room and, like, you know, dreams. Rooms are not always accurate, but this was accurate. Details were right, and I was beating on my alarm clock. I took it down and I smashed it to bits. That might not have been in an accurate room, but I still smashed the alarm clock to bits, and it was still going off, and I didn't know what to do. I was going crazy, and then I woke up.
I imagine one of those really dramatic scenes from those movies where the special agent is buried under the sand, and then he, in very slow motion... jumps out of the sand and you see, and he's got the dagger in his hand or something, and like, and the music is like, dun, 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 and all of that's happening. But then I imagine you, under your Mickey Mouse comforter,
excuse you,
and or whatever it is, Darkwing Duck or something like that, and jumping out and like taking your alarm clock and same kind of thing, but just not as action packed and patriotic.
Well, you know, I like to do it outside on a nice day.
Oh, yeah.
That's just take nice. It outside and smash it in the driveway.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So I don't know what sound I'll be using next. Maybe I'll load a podcast up and have the ramen noodle play or the ramen noodle theme song play maybe every morning when I wake up. I don't know what I'll do there. But if you want to suggest some pleasant sounds for waking up that will wake me up, but not Jenny, my wife, then please let me know. I don't know where it could be. Baby crying? No. Well, we do have something.
I don't think wells make enough noise for you to wake up to.
Bloop.
Something like that.
Speaking of noise, here's some news. Noodles in the news, which is really not about noodles, and sometimes it's not about news. It's just stuff we find on the internet, and so we call it Noodles in the News.
Noodles on the website of the world.
This will take us down memory lane. Jeremy, some of our toys that we played with as kids that maybe we stepped on, maybe we smashed them, maybe we threw them away, suddenly, maybe they were given as unwanted gifts.
Maybe. You know, with the way you said that, it's like we were playing in one nursery together as children, and suddenly it's like Muppet Babies. You know how they were all together
the other day.
You're all together in the beginning.
Well, here is a list of 32 of your childhood toys that are still, that are worth an absolute fortune.
Let's make this a game.
Oh?
Yeah, let's just see how many you had and how many I had and see who wins.
Okay. Tamagotchi. Which looks like Pokemon.
Now, I believe I had one, but I don't know if it was a Tamagotchi or a knockoff.
This is $460.
Oh my gosh, I think I still have it.
Wow. Does it still work?
I probably could.
I did not. You're going to have to keep track of your score.
Okay, well, I got it. Okay.
Or someone in the chat room while we're doing this live on Wednesdays, usually, at 6 Eastern time over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. Someone there keeps score for us. I didn't have a Tamagotchi. I didn't know what a Tamagotchi was before I looked at this list.
Oh, that's sad.
Number two, your best Pokemon card. Did you ever do anything with Pokemon?
No.
$5,500. eBay. All of these are things that have sold on eBay or at one time were selling on eBay. Number three, a Jurassic Park toy.
Okay, I did not have that.
$600.
Did you have that?
No. Oh. Polly Pocket.
No. Wait, no. I feel like I had like something that was like a boy's equivalent of that. But I don't know what it would have been.
Frogger, maybe?
Frogger.
Well, boys always put frogs in their pockets.
Oh, well, maybe. No, but things like that, even though that's such a stereotypically girl's toy, it fascascinates me.
Yeah, it did kind
it's
of
like a little. It's like a little habitat slash world in a little compact thing.
Yeah.
It just folds up and goes. But then it's like it's a whole realm for the imagination.
But then that's why they made micro machines, presumably.
Yeah, but that's just like cars.
Well, yeah, but it's
but that's boards. Why I liked the micro machines or the matchboxes, play set things where there was somewhere for the cars to drive around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those were cool. Hey, we'll be getting into that in a moment. Here is number five, Game Boy Color Edition.
Specifically that?
Yeah. $1,700.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Or you remember those,
had those
plastic Fisher-Price skates?
Fisher-Price skates. I had those, and they looked exactly like that.
Yeah, the yellow plastic tops, blue base, orange wheels, $160. number seven, a toy castle. It looks like Playmobil, $320. You know, I'm not doing so well.
I didn't have any of these. Okay.
I may have had one broken Fisher-Price skate.
One broken Fisher. Did you find it somewhere?
It's like 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one broken Fisher-Price skate.
Which just sounds like not your true love.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I would have been young back then. These are toys from the 80s or 90s.
And today. Oh, no.
I've got, I guess that'd be a half point castle for me. Number eight, Hit Clips.
Mm.
This looks like portable MP3 before there was MP3.
It's like one song at a time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Nope, didn't have that.
Nine, a Furby.
No, I would have burned that super soaker.
Number 10.
I'm looking ahead.
Super soaker.
Yeah, had that. Had many of those.
I wanted a super soaker so badly.
I had like a bigger one and a little one. Oh, that was really like my, what's the right term? Saturday Night Special? I don't know. It was my go-to.
$550. By the way, the Furby, $500. And the Hit Clips, only $56. But I guess that's $56 for one song.
I feel like the Furby is $500 and possibly your life.
Maybe. The Super Soaker, for me, was a dream. I wanted all of those Super Soakers, where especially like that one that you tie the hose to your back, and you you have this big pack of water on your back.
Oh, I thought you meant the garden hose. I never run out of ammo, but I can't go far from the house.
I did invent an awesome chain gun water gun. Because here's the thing. The reason I could never have a Super Soaker as a kid is I grew up in a very conservative family, so conservative that they said, you are not allowed to touch a toy gun or anything that's shaped like a toy gun. Basically, if it had a trigger, I couldn't touch
Interesting.
It.
I don't even know if that's stereotypically conservative.
I don't know. Conservative, not like in the political sense, but conservative in the protection sense, protection from the world. And yeah, apparently
there are worse rules.
Super soakers.
But I thought you were going to say, well, I didn't really think this, but I thought, what if you were about to say, you will not turn water into a weapon?
They never said that.
You will not teach your brothers and sisters that bath time is bad.
The closest I could get to a super soaker was when they came out with the bow and arrow super soaker set, which was absolutely ridiculous. Maybe
bow and arrow. What did you?
It was a super soaker, but instead of like pumping it up to fire the water and pulling a trigger, you would pull back on this thing. It was really hard to pull back, and I always felt like the plastic would break. Actually, it did.
Oh,
eventually. Not too long. But
I think I remember
you would pull it back and that would load water into the barrel, and then you would let go and that would shoot the water out of it. And that was the only thing I could have. I could never have a super soaker. Now I wish I still had one. $550.
But they I was packing heat when I was three.
Whoa.
I had a little squirt gun. I remember those. Those
I would have cool. gotten in trouble if I had something like that.
I remember one of my earliest memories, big family camping trip, because that's why I like camping. I got to use guns. No. But no, we all had little squirt guns.
So what is this? Would this be half a point for me? Because I did have a Super Soaker brand item.
If it's half a point for you, it's like 3 points for me.
What?
Because... Wait a minute. No, so you had the bow and arrow one.
Yeah.
Isn't that a weapon?
But it wasn't a gun.
Oh,
it didn't have a trigger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I wasn't allowed to shoot people with it.
Oh, well.
Which totally ruins water fights.
It's true.
Hey, I'm the little geeky kid with the glasses that I keep having to push up on my nose and my hat way down too far in my head. And I keep nerdically calling myself the California kid. I'm here to play in the water gun fight, but I'm not allowed to shoot anyone. And my mom doesn't want me to get wet. It wasn't that bad.
But see, what that teaches kids is that when they're playing in a water gun fight and they want to get wet because it's hot, it teaches them to shoot themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's not all that constructive.
No.
I always couldn't believe when I got older and started doing stuff like vacation Bible schools and such, working with kids, I could never believe how many kids would be so excited for a water gun fight or a water fight of any sort. And then the moment they get wet, they start crying.
Well, like, yeah.
You signed up for this. Get in the game, soldier. So anyway, that's number 10.
Don't be a baby. Oh, well, okay, you are actually a baby, but yeah. Just don't act like one.
Boy, that had some deeply rooted memories with it. I'm going to have to go to counseling now.
Right now?
$550.
Can you wait until we're done?
Number 11, Easy Bake Oven.
No.
You know, I
don't know why that was a long
I wanted...
I put the Polly Pocket in the Easy Bake Oven. No.
I wanted one of these for my sister. So that I could enjoy the great, delicious-looking cookies and brownies and stuff. But my sister was, and still is, 5.5 years older than me, so she was allowed to actually bake real items.
Well, this one's kind of sexist. I mean, there are a lot of great chefs and bakers in the world who are men. Why did they have to make it all purple?
And pink.
And pink. Couldn't they have made it a little more marketable for the boys? Was that bad to get the boys... cooking things?
Well, to make this more appealing, I think to the young boy, it would have had just to have one. Non-cookable things like frogs and CDs. And hey, kids, look what happens when you put your sister's makeup in this oven.
Oh, God. Your sister's, how old is this sister?
Five and a half years older.
Oh, okay.
At least in my case.
Right?
Yeah, not like your baby little sister.
Suddenly I was imagining the target audience of the Easy Bake Oven with makeup, and it just was not work. It was like Honey Boo Boo in my head.
Number 12, Dear Diary.
Nope.
Now, this isn't just... oh, by the way, the Easy Bake Oven selling for just over $305.
Mm.
Dear Diary, this isn't a paper diary.
This is
like... a glorified calculator.
I was going to say, it looks like a calculator.
Yeah, with a lot more buttons. This is where you could type in your diary and save it digitally, and maybe it had some kind of special password protection
digitally.
To it. This reminded me of a Bible I had a digital Bible, like before there were mobile devices and such. I had this digital Bible that cost, I think, $100, and I saved up for a very long time to get it. Wow. It only came in one Bible version.
Wow.
But you could search on it and you can type in a reference and stuff.
Goodness.
The thing that always bugged me is whenever I'd show it off to people, they would search topically, like 10 commandments, and it would never come up. And they'd be like, why didn't it come up? Your Bible's broken. Yes, that is a Firefly reference. But this is selling for $100.
Wow.
Which I almost think that's probably what it was worth back then.
Now, the question is it full of some little kid's diary? Because I feel like it should be worth more if it is.
Yeah, that's true. Number 13, Mario Kart 64. $900.
What?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I was getting a little old for some of this stuff. Not that anybody would really agree with me about being old for console games. But I feel like this was more my brother's territory. But I probably played it. It probably was in the house.
I wasn't allowed to play video games on consoles.
Especially not with a Super Soaker.
Yeah.
Or did he get this after he
Well, you didn't have it, so it doesn't count.
Oh, man.
I didn't have it either.
All right.
14, Lego Pirate Ship. $750. I had lots of Legos, didn't have any pirate ships because you know why?
This is really specific.
You know why I didn't have any pirate toys?
Because pirates killed people?
Because Lego pirates had guns.
Oh, Lego pirates. And cannons, let's not forget.
I could have, there was a set.
You could have had a cannon?
I was allowed to have a certain pirate set because it had a cannon.
Well, heck.
But not a gun. Or maybe my parents took the one gun it had away from me. I don't know. Like, I'm going to take this little Micro Machines gun and pew, 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 and shoot that around the house. Number 15, Teddy Ruxpin.
I think I get all the points just for how much I wanted this thing and how close I came to having one.
This reminds me of The Land Before Time. You know, the original one before the 57 whatever sequels?
Chevy? Oh, no. why does it remind you of that?
Because it seems like I saw this at the same time as a Pizza Hut commercial, at the same time as a trailer for The Land Before Time. I don't know. It just...
Maybe on a VHS recording of some other thing?
With that, the thing, like how all of the videos from the 80s and 90s look kind of bleached out a little bit. It seems like I remember a commercial with the Teddy Ruxpin. It was a talking bear, right?
Yes. And its eyes would move. It would read his stories. His mouth would move when it was his lines, and it would play any other tape. I wanted one just a little bit. I had a little can where I saved change because I was saving up for it. And here's what crushed me about this. My mom bought one for me for Christmas or for my birthday, but she was trying to quietly test it out and see what it was like, and she had the volume down so low she could hear all the gears moving in its mouth, and she thought either it didn't work right or it just wasn't very good, and she returned it, only to realize later that had she not been trying to hide it and had turned the volume up, it would have covered those sounds more and it would have been fine. So I almost had one.
Oh man,
I never did.
So close.
And I'll never recover. It's why I want to spend so much time outside. I'm always looking for bears in the wild. And I hope that they'll read me a story.
And that they don't make gear noises.
Right, as they chew.
That would be weird.
Hopefully chew food, not me. Number
16. By the way, that on eBay for $682.
And now I could have had another point. All these years later.
For their stupid noisy gears. The wheels in my head have been turning.
I think she thought it was creepy.
Yeah.
There's a creepy factor to it. I just didn't know when I was little. I thought it was great.
You could make anything look creepy with the right kind of lighting and noise and just someone in the background going, la,
la, la. I think there are videos on YouTube now of Teddy Ruxpin being creepy.
Probably. If we can find any quickly, we'll put them in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/193. And by the way, that's where this list will be. And we would love to hear from you. If you're older and you had any of these toys, let us know how many of them you had and which you had.
What do you mean older?
If you're younger.
Younger than what?
young enough that these toys didn't exist by the time you were born, then let us know if you can find these in your parents' stuff.
Oh my gosh. You know how podcasting is. What if they're listening to this and they weren't born when this podcast was recorded?
That's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Well, that's the case for my kids.
We are their Teddy Ruxpins. Whoa.
Hey, daughter.
Whoa, you're talking to your kids right now. I'm getting chills.
Number 16 is moon shoes, which shows some kid wearing these giant shoes that apparently have springs on them.
No, they put pieces of the moon in there.
Oh, okay. Moon rock.
So that if you're ever in space wearing those shoes, you'll orbit the Earth instead of floating away.
Nice.
That's not how any of that
works.
I mean,
this looks like a cool idea. Basically, mobile trampolines for your feet.
That's still a good idea. 140.75 sold. I'll take those.
By the way, in our chat room, Doxson said that his sister had a Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, she gets a point. Was it creepy?
Probably was. Maybe that's why Doxson is the way he is.
Maybe he's the Teddy Ruxpin.
Number 17. Hot Shot Basketball. Hi. This is like one of those fold-up little basketball games.
I had that.
You did?
I did.
Oh my gosh.
I had it. It was a travel game. I had many travel games in that same kind of box.
Wow. We're 17
Milton
into this.
Bradley?
Yeah. Yep. We're 17 into this list, and I've had half a roller skate. Not one roller skate. Half of one roller skate.
Well, Daniel, there are no sticks on this list, so I think pretty much you played with sticks and rocks, right?
Almost, except those those break bones.
Oh.
Number 18, Crossfire. I wanted one of these so badly.
I did
badly.
Not have this, but I did play this.
$200. This was where you have basically a gun-like thing, and you shoot BBs.
You're like, so guess whether I had this or not.
You shoot BBs across this board, and you're trying to knock something down.
Yeah, one of my little things spin. And
Yeah, one of my friends had one of these, and I loved it. I wanted to play it so many times. I did have Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, yeah. Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Number 19. Oh, by the way, the Crossfire selling for $200. Mm. Number 19, Power Rangers action figure.
Yeah, Power Rangers, I was not super into.
I was not allowed to be into.
I was going to say, to be fair and to make you feel better, I probably would not have been allowed to be into them, but I was not anyway.
$4,000 on
what?
Amazon.
What? For one action eBay. Figure?
Yes.
And the dude's got like two heads.
Maybe one. 20, Digimon. This is getting a little more modern.
Digimon.
It's kind of like a cheap American knockoff of Pokemon. $680. Number 21, Light Bright.
I had that one.
Man! you were spoiled. You had all the toys I wanted. It's a good thing I didn't know you as a kid, or we might not have gotten along.
Well,
or
maybe we probably would have, but you wouldn't have been allowed to be my friend.
Yeah. That's
true. He has guns and shoots. Water people.
I'd always be coming over wanting to play with your Light Bright.
Right.
Light Bright, still to this day, is a neat concept. You plug these little things in, and the little dots light up.
I never.
That's still kind of cool.
I had a hard time wanting to take them down when I put one together. I feel like I didn't do it that many times, which is kind of strange.
$200. I remember a friend of mine got a Light Bright on the same day that I went home to my parents when we lived in these apartments in California, and I said, "Can you change my name to Christopher?" I don't know why I wanted that as a name. I think it might have been my friend's name who got the Light Bright, and maybe in my mind I was thinking, cool kids get Light Brights. My friend is named Christopher, and he's a cool kid. He got a Light Bright. Maybe if I change my name to Christopher, I'll be cool, and I'll get a Light Bright too. I don't know what my thinking
was.
How
old were you that you thought your name could change and you'd get a toy?
I was probably 10, 11. No, wait, no. I was seven, six, somewhere around there, 6 or 7 years old.
Changed my name to Christopher.
Yeah. And then my parents adopted
three
kids.
It's a lot cooler and less common than Daniel.
Yeah. But my parents adopted three kids. And you know what they named the boy? Christopher.
Christopher.
It's like, come on.
Did he get
I wanted that name. You know what? I think he... Wait. No, wait. I don't think they make these anymore.
Well, you can get one for $200.
I claim that name first. But Christopher J. Lewis just probably wouldn't sound as cool as Daniel J. Lewis, especially mm-hmm. with the descender, the single descender of the J and all of that.
Ooh, that sounds like a mythical novel, Descender of the J.
Ooh, yeah. Number 22, Sky Dancer.
I had five of these. No, I did not.
$100. I don't know what this is.
I don't even remember it. Looks
like Ariel with legs and wings.
I think I know what it is because I think they still make something similar, and my niece picked one out for her birthday. I have a feeling you pull the little seahorse on the dolphin's back, and she goes flying into the air on a ripcord.
Whee!
And she makes that sound.
Number 23, Dream Phone.
I remember the stupid commercials for that.
The kids on this box look so...
They look like little girls that were made to look like little moms.
Maybe, and this is on eBay for almost $200.
But gossipy little moms.
Maybe this kind of toy is what to this day makes it difficult for me to talk to other men on the phone. I've realized, this is serious, I've realized I have this totally inappropriate, totally maybe sexist or something perspective that really hinders me. And that is, I just don't feel right calling a guy to talk on the phone. And maybe that's because I grew up primarily around my mom and sister.
And so you think that it's feminine to call and talk on the phone?
But then again, I don't have a problem with Skyping someone or doing a Google Hangout, and that's cool because that's higher tech.
I see.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe it's toys like this, Dream Phone.
Maybe it is.
Number 24, Skip It. This was the ball and chain that you put on. It's a toy.
My first ball and chain.
And you skip over this thing and it counts as it goes around, and then it tells you how many times it went around.
It makes you terrifically bad at at jumping rope. I have to tell you what just happened in my head. You actually made a little noise here with something on the desk, and I guess because we're in retro mode, I thought the place where my mind went, the space where my thoughts exist right now, I thought, oh no, the tape stopped. We're not recording anymore. Oh, nope. Come back to the decade.
Go get the pencil. We need to rewind.
It was a little metallic click you made with something, and I thought, oh, that's it. We're not recording anymore. We ran out of tape.
Oh, boy.
I don't actually miss those days.
$120. And by the way, in the chat room, they pointed out you can get a Lightbright app now, which, yeah.
That has not the same appeal.
Yeah. And this is a list of 30-something items, toys from our childhood that are now worth a fortune.
I'm still going to get the app.
Number 25, Talk Boy.
Perfect timing.
Made famous by the kid who everyone said I look like, Kevin McCulkin.
Macaulay Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin.
Kevin in Home Alone.
Yes. I was thinking, something's not right here with this name. Kevin McAllister, that was his name in Home Alone. He had this little thing that he talked to and played it back in either fast speed or slow speed.
I forgot about that.
I wanted one. I got to play with one. Never had one. But a friend of mine and I did have a microcassette recorder, and I have fond memories of our playing around with this thing. It was mostly he was the one doing the talking. I'm just in the background laughing the whole time as we're doing, you know, stupid things that boys do, like making farting noises with our arms and talking about stuff. And yeah, I still remember it all in my mind, especially a specific line of, "Hey, look, it's green and yellow and blue. What I have for dinner last night."
You know what I used to do? Basically that?
What?
An old answering machine.
Oh.
A big answering machine. And it had two cassettes. Like full-size cassettes. Not even the little ones that they put in answering machines later. But like full-size cassettes. You could play anything in there. One was for the greeting. The other side recorded the messages. But you could record it and you could you could play it back at different speeds with like a little wheel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Mm. Clever.
I'm starting to feel so old and dusty Talk right
boy,
now.
Boy, $400. 26 Street Sharks.
I never understood.
$400.
Like it's a muscular shark on legs. I don't get it.
Sounds like a song. It's a muscular shark on legs. Wow. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Number 27, Nickelodeon Alarm Clock. Looks really cool, but never had it. $60. 28, a can of Surge.
Wait, what was the last one?
Nickelodeon Alarm Clock.
Yeah, I know. A can of Surge.
The soda.
I saw it's unopened, Surge. I'm assuming.
Yeah, unopened. I saw a can of Surge or cans of Surge in the grocery store the other day, a local international grocery store. But this one can selling for $50.
That's weird.
I had some of this in my Music Academy. Number 29, Sega Genesis.
See, I had a Game Gear. I didn't have a Sega Genesis. I had a Game Gear.
$2,000. Number 30, Hot Wheels Collection.
$20,000.
Yes, $20,000. And guess what? They are out of their boxes.
How many? Because
I don't know.
But still, I had Hot Wheels. I had a lot of Hot Wheels.
I still have them somewhere.
All right, so you get a point. You've got like a point and a half.
Yes. So Hot Wheels, I do have.
We could have played that together.
Number 31, your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figure. $900. This was
I'm pretty sure it was felt that they had a bad attitude.
Yeah, this was another of those toys that I was not allowed. I was not allowed to play with these either. And I went to a kid's birthday party where he had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed back in the 90s or late 80s. And I won some door prize, some kind of swag from the party. And my parents made me give it back.
Oh.
Like a day later, they made me give it back. I think it might have just been a notebook or something like that. Number 32, Betty Spaghetti. Some kind of spaghetti-like doll.
Nope.
With, what are those toys? The springy toys that you make go up and slinkies? Down the steps. Yeah, Slinky. She's got like Slinky-style hair.
Slinky.
Why isn't a Slinky on this list? Why Slinkies are pretty old, though.
Are they not? Maybe they couldn't find
them. They're
very
old. $236.
That'd save room for the last thing on the list.
And last thing, Beanie Babies. Still pretty worthless.
I don't think I ever had any Beanie Babies.
A whole collection selling for $1.80. I remember a friend of mine who knew all about Beanie Babies. And this was in the late 90s. I just felt like, dude, come on. They're dolls. Why do you know so much about these? He knew like how many dots are supposed to be on the ladybug Beanie Baby. And if there weren't enough dots, then it would mean that it was more valuable or more something weird like that.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
That whole thing with Beanie Babies.
I don't know why it's one of the few things people, they put it out and they're like, this will be a collector's item someday. It'll be worth a lot. Buy them. It's a great marketing tactic.
Well, here's the thing. Most of these toys that we've mentioned are from the late 80s or early 90s. So these Beanie Babies might be, not these, I'm not carrying anything, but the Beanie Babies might be worth something in another 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Well, they did have to stop making them at some point if they were ever going to become, you know, valuable. But I feel like they still make them.
I think they do, yeah. And that's part of the problem. If you want something to become more valuable, just stop making it.
You stop making it. Yeah, so I got 6 points. 6 out of 32. I don't think that's that spoiled.
I drank Surge in music school, in music academy.
We should have gotten a half point if we actually got to play with the toy.
Yeah, maybe.
At some point.
So I have a point and a half.
I definitely win.
Yeah. So you get the new 90s hairdo makeover.
Oh, good.
That's what you win. No.
Great.
You don't win anything.
Aw.
But check the show notes for this episode, cleancomedypodcast.com/193, and you'll be able to see these. And please let us know which of these did you have as a kid And have you heard of any of these? If you're a much younger whippersnapper, then have you heard of any of these?
Do you know what a whippersnapper is?
Or have you seen them in a museum? Comment on the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/193, and we would really appreciate that. Something else that we'd really appreciate if you would do is to leave a review for us in iTunes or Stitcher, or both places would be amazing. Just go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes or cleancomedypodcast.com/Stitcher to write a review for us. Here's a review that came in from WS678TA, who said, "I'm amazed how these guys can talk about nothing for 30 plus minutes and make it interesting. This is a very entertaining show." Well, thank you very much, WS678TA. I actually know this person in real life. He's the same guy who basically said that recently about us, or about me, kind of. So please write that review for us. It really encourages us, and it helps other people find the podcast as well, which would really be great because there isn't much clean comedy out there. There are clean comedy podcasts out there other than us and Nobody's Listening, which is now called That Story Show, but there just aren't that many. All the other ones get all the attention. So please write a review for us. Write a review for all of the other clean comedy podcasts too. Get people to write reviews. And if you want those reviews automatically emailed to you for your podcast, go to mypodcastreviews.com. Also, subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, whatever app or service you want, and we'd really appreciate it if you do that. Send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message through the website to us. Special thanks to our supporters on Patreon. We're up to just a few dollars per episode, but that's okay. The more money we raise per episode, the more that will inspire us to be consistent with how many episodes we put out. So please go to patreon.com/theramennoodle to support us that way. And follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame you because it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.